And let's go now to the Navajo Nation, where tribal schools are getting mixed messages about how classes should resume next month. The Bureau of Indian Education, a part of the Department of the Interior that runs 53 tribal schools, recently released guidance strongly urging teachers to return to the classroom. But Shauna Allison Bicente, head of school at the Navajo Preparatory School in Farmington, New Mexico, is making the choice to keep her school virtual for now. Shauna, welcome.
Hello.
It sounds like you are getting a lot of conflicting messages here. The Bureau wants school to reopen to the fullest extent possible. President Jonathan Nez of the Navajo Nation says they should remain virtual all semester. And then you have the state government, New Mexico, with its own recommendations. Ultimately, this decision comes down to you. What are you thinking about right now?
We do. We are a tribally controlled grant Bureau of Indian Education school, so we do have the autonomy to determine how we plan to operate. And we're going to do what's in best interest of the safety of our school. And we'll look at community spread. We also have to respect what our nation has gone through. And it's real. It's embedded in what's true. And then what's true is I have even had an employee who lost a brother, a mother, and a father all within, you know, a month's time of each other. And and so we're going to go ahead and stay virtual, and we're going to move into our phase two when it's safe.
All right. And, you know, some people are saying that the federal government, the advice they're giving schools, tribal schools, is not great, considering the numbers that you just mentioned and the caseloads that you've mentioned. Do you think the guidance from the Interior Department is good?
You know, that's probably the hot question right now. And, you know, and I know they survey tribal leaders, and we're also dealing, you know, with tribal nations across the United States. And so everyone's experience is different. And our reality is, can you truly provide a quality education to these rural, remote areas through remote learning?
Yeah, exactly. Some students don't have internet.
Right. The infrastructure is definitely a need that it's been, you know, with this pandemic, it has shown our weakness and our vulnerability within tribal communities and, you know, where we need to invest and where we need the support. And so that we can truly have an equal playing field when it comes to education among indigenous populations.
And tell me more about that, because your high school has resident halls for students, primarily because you live in such a remote area. How are you handling that?
Sure. So we have our students come from 50 different communities. Some have to drive 7 hours away to get to Navajo Preparatory School. Some live in very rural areas. And, you know, we have surveyed and tested and, you know, looked at the cellular maps that are available. And basically, we're finding hotspots that can allow so many gigs, you know, for a student to just operate their computer. We've gone to ensuring that no student's going to have to print and that there won't be these download speeds, that everything is within their reach. But it's as good as it connects.
Well, and meanwhile, you have the problem of the virus in your community. Sunny Dooley, who is a Navajo storyteller, recently told Scientific American that she sees COVID-19 as a monster feasting on the Diné people. That's the traditional name that some Navajo people use for themselves. And she says it's because the Diné are the perfect human for it to invade. How do you interpret that? Because you're dealing with not only problems at school, but health problems in the community.
Right. It is. It's, you know, I think our Navajo language teacher, you know, we had our back to school talked about this monster, and it's already been in our stories of disease and virus is always been a monster in our traditional stories. Because she goes on to really explain the trials and tribulations of our Navajo people. And through it all, we still exist. And through it all, we're still here. And through it all, we will continue to fight this monster. You know, but it also is telling us as Indigenous people that a healthy lifestyle and a healthy mindset and a healthy well-being is so important, because it will feast on our what is vulnerable in us in a population. So we need to acknowledge that we have infrastructure issues, that we need to put money towards that and empower our students. That's the whole purpose. And that's why Navajo Prep has existed through, you know, it's transitioned from a Methodist mission to now an own Indian sovereign, a sovereign institution of learning for high school. You know, as the words of Chief Manuelito, use education as a weapon. And that's still what we do.
Shauna Allison Bocenti, head of school at the Navajo Preparatory School in Farmington, New Mexico. Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you.